Full to all of you that
Love
are.
Talk Radio.
And God bless you. I am Dr. Michael L. Mosley, and I am so excited to be with you on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm very, I'm not new to Blog Talk. I've been on Blog Talk before, but it was years ago. So this is a difference for me. It's kind of different for me being back on. So got to get familiar with everything right now. But I thank you so very much for being online with me. And definitely know that I am excited about this opportunity to connect with you and to share great truths with you. I believe that God has something dynamic for us all. So I want you to stay focused and know that God is with you and that God is ready to bless. He's ready to bring forth a great increase into your life right now. So let's get ready. Let somebody else know about the broadcast. Call them. Let them know that you got to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Call them. Let them know they must tune in to Blog Talk Radio. So I tell you what. Right now, I believe the call-in number is 347-857-2980. That number again is 347-857-2980. So get ready. Let's open up with a word of prayer right now, okay? Let's open up with a word of prayer. Eternal God, we give you great praise for all that you have done. We praise you and magnify you for your goodness. And we ask that you would just continue to get the glory out of everything that we are doing for the building of the kingdom of God. God, speak to us and clearly provide for us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. It is so. And all is well. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, let me get ready. I'm having a little bit of difficulty here. And let me see if I can figure out what the difficulty is right now because of the fact that I'm waiting to receive a text and I have not received it yet. I'm waiting to receive a text and I'm trying to figure out what is going on with the text. So if you just bear with me right now, and as we get ready to enjoy more of being here and being on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to go to some music right now. Here's instrumental music from Yolanda Adams. Make sure that you stay logged in. I'm getting familiarized with all these buttons, y'all. Hold on, I'm coming right back with you. Thank you. I believe I'm back on right now. I thank you so very much for being online with me right here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, and this is the time that we just really go forth in what I call the prophetic clinic, give you an opportunity to make your request and your statements known, and what is it that you may have some questions regarding on tonight. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me on tonight as I become more familiar with some of these little digits and gadgets that are on here right now. So I thank you very much for your patience, and as I get familiar with all of these new things here. But we thank God. God is really blessing. You know, technology really is amazing. I want you to be a part of our Good Friday prophetic online service. Now, that will be tomorrow morning at it's 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that will be on our prophetic conference line number, and that number is 951-266-5922. Now, that will be on tomorrow. That will be on tomorrow morning, Good Friday. I know that God has a word for you. God, I'm very excited. Tonight, I'm going to share with you what the Lord lays upon my heart, and I am overwhelmingly excited about tomorrow. What is it that God desires to reveal unto your spirit? What is it that he desires for you to realize right now? So I want you to make sure that you join us on tomorrow, and let's believe God for a tremendous word of increase. I really want to know tonight, what is it that you're believing God for this Easter? It's not just a time to, as we may say, not just a time to wear new clothes, although I do love that idea. I don't take down on that. I do. I love the idea of wearing new clothes and all of that. You know, I know it's not all about the clothes, but it's something about a newness. It just makes you feel good. It does. And somebody may not agree with this statement, but I said this the other night. I don't believe in that we should, how can we say, minimize our blessing for the sake of appealing to other people. And what I mean by that is some churches do this, that they well, we're going to dress down what everybody don't have, and so we don't want anybody to feel embarrassed. And I understand that. Don't get me wrong. I understand that. But I also, you want to give people a chance to look forward to something, to gear up for something. Because when we go to the nightclub, or when we go to the theater, or I just went to the Stellar Awards event there in Las Vegas this past weekend, it was amazing to see all of the beautiful clothes that people have to wear. It was just beautiful. It really was. To see all of these clothes, all of the hairdos and all of that, it was phenomenal. I don't think you should have to just scale back for the benefit of other people. No. If anything, motivate them to believe God for more. Motivate them to believe God for more. What is it that you are believing God for this Easter? He did get up, and he got up with all power. Now, are you going to allow that power to be in vain? Are you going to allow that power to be in vain? Ladies and gentlemen, that's something for you to decide. What are you going to do with that power that he got up with? I encourage you to know that God is, he's with you, and he wants to bless you. That power is right there for your usage. What do you want God to do with that power for you? Oh, I want God to bless me. Okay, that's, now you, many of you that know me, you know those are generic terms. So when we say, Lord, bless me, I don't really allow that, because he's blessing you every day. What is it that you want him to bless you with? Be specific. Be specific. What is it that you want? What do you like? There are some people, they don't really want to even ask God for anything because they have a fear that he just may not do it. What is your fear today? Forget about that. Don't even worry about that. But what is it that you want God? What is it that you really desire God to do for you? I want you to get that idea in your mind. God, this is what I want you to do for me. I want you to bless me. I want you to bring increase into my life. I want you to really move and meet the needs of my heart. But what are those needs? What are those needs? What is it that you are believing God to do for you? I want us to think about that right now. I want us to think about that. What is it that you are believing God to do for you? Now, I believe that I've opened the line. Can you let me know? Somebody talk with me now. I need some help because I need to understand how some of these operations work here on Blog Talk Radio. I need someone to talk to me just for a few minutes. Can somebody just let me know if you can hear me very well? Can somebody just let me know, can you hear me? Check one, check two. Can I get an amen from somebody and the phone line? Is there someone there that you are able to hear me on the phone line? Can you just give me a yes or if you don't hear me, you can't say anything.
Amen. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just needed to know that I was on so everybody can hear me. Were you able, this caller, can you just kind of help me for a moment? Then I'm going to get back to what I'm talking about here. Were you able, how long have you been on the line? And were you able to hear me the whole time that you were on the line?
Yes, sir.
Are you saying yes?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate that. Okay, and the reason why I'm doing this, you all, I used to be on Blog Talk Radio many years ago. I do believe probably about 7-8 years ago, but it has been a while, and a friend of mine encouraged me to come back to radio doing it this way, so that's why I'm trying to figure out everything, so thank you so very much. The question that I'm posing everybody, what is it this Easter, Resurrection Weekend, what is it that you are believing the Lord for? What is it that you are believing God for right now? I want you to think about that because I want to pray with you regarding your request before the Lord. What is your request? What is it that you are believing God, knowing that he got it? Many of us already know the story. We already know what God has done. We already know the story, and we know that. So what is it? What is it that we are believing the Lord to really do for us? Now that we know, you know, he was whipped, he was beaten. What is it that you're going to believe God for in your own life? What is it that you're going to believe God for in your life this particular season, this particular resurrection weekend? What is it that you're going to believe the Lord for? I want to pray with you. I want to share some things with you right now that God wants to do for you. So who wants to talk to me on the line right now? Give me your first name and where you're calling me from, and let me have the opportunity to share something with you prophetically. All right. Who's going to talk to the prophet? Give me your first name. Who's going to talk to the prophet? Give me your first name right now. Give me your first name, and then I believe I'm going right here. I'm pushing a button here, and I don't hear anything. But let me see. Give me your first name and where you're calling me from, and let's see what the Lord has to share with you on tonight. If you have maybe a question that you're asking the Lord for, something that you desire God to do for you, I encourage you. Let me know what that particular issue, what that question may be, and we'll be so glad to share a word with you from the Lord on tonight. Is there anyone, what are you looking for? What are you looking for from God this Resurrection Weekend? What is it that you are believing God for? Not just another Easter, but what about this Easter? What are you believing the Lord to do for you? Is there anybody on the phone line that can give me, or anybody on the radio line that can give me an answer to that question? What is it that you are believing God for? Anyone? Anyone? Somebody said, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. But the key thing, that let's go here. Let's do it this way. The key thing that I am curious to know, what are you expecting? You know, I was in worship a little while ago, and I just really at my piano and sitting there talking to the Lord. And I began to hear, you know, the Lord really speaking to my spirit, don't let my death be in vain. Really, don't let his death be in vain. You know, we believe it or not, I know everybody wants to hear the story about Jesus, and we know it. But don't let his death be in vain. Don't let the trial be in vain. Know that God really is here to bless. He really is here to cause an enriching or an enrichment into your life. He did not die for his own sake. No, he died because he really wanted you to have an opportunity for new life, for genuine life, for your dreams to really manifest. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you may not have thought about it that way, as to say, well, what am I expecting? Because God is saying, I don't want you just to go to another service. I don't want you to just go and shout again. That's all. That's wonderful. Don't get me wrong. But what is it that you are believing God for this resurrection weekend? What is it that you personally can say, God, I'm looking for a resurrection in my life? But in what area? It could be in love. It could be in finances. It could be in spirit. It could be in forgiveness. It could be in trust. I want to trust more. I want to love more. And somebody else, it could be dreaming again. I want to dream again. I want to believe you for what may seemingly be impossible. I want to believe you, God. Somebody right now, God is speaking to you. What is it that you can really believe him for? This is your opportunity. This is your season to really trust God. I want those of you that can believe God right now, what, answer that question to yourself. What am I expecting from the Lord? What is it that God will do or can do for me this Easter, this resurrection?
Denise. My name is Denise.
Okay, everyone, I believe I'm back on. I don't know what just happened, but I believe that I'm back on. So I answer that question for me. Is what I really want to know is, what is it that you are believing the Lord for right now? This resurrection weekend, this particular Sunday, that's coming, what is it that you're believing God for? Don't allow his death to be in vain. Don't allow his death to be in vain. Don't allow the bloodshed and all of that to be in vain. Know that God really desires for you to prosper. He desires for you to have increase into your life, in your life. So I want you to begin to trust God even the more now. Know that he is with you, and he wants to bring an increase in your life. He wants to restore good health, and I hear even the Lord saying this. He really wants to restore your dream. He really wants to restore your dream. Can you believe God for your dream? Can you believe God for what it is that you are really praying for, that you are believing him for? Can you really believe God for that? I want you to think about it right now, and I want you to ask yourself that question. Can I really believe God for it? God, are you able to do it? And the thing about the resurrection weekend is to understand that God did fulfill his promise. He really did. He made a promise. He said, I'm going to go into the grave. They're going to kill me, but on the third day, I'm going to rise again. So what does that simply say? He is a fulfiller of his word. I like to say it this way. He's a man of his word. And whatever God has promised to you, it is yet there. It is yet available to you. He is a man of his word. I want you to trust God because he is a man of his word. Can you really believe God for what he wants to do in your life? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to think about that for a moment and think about that for the rest of this day. In fact, listen, I think I'm having a little bit of difficulty here on this blog talk, maybe because I'm not used to all these buttons. But I want you to realize that, just that much. And we may have to come back, and I will be back on tomorrow's broadcast, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, that'll be 11. For those of us that are on the West Coast, that'll be 8 a.m. That will be 8 a.m. Our time. I want you to believe God for increase in your life. Believe God for increase in your life. God really desires to prosper you. He really desires for there to be increase in your life. But answer that question. What is it that you're believing God to resurrect in your life this Easter weekend? Not just another service, but it's an opportunity to realize he is a man of his word. He is, and you know what? Some say, well, I don't want to ask him for nothing because he died and that's enough, and that's good. I like that thought. But he went on, he said, I want you to realize, even if you don't ask me for anything, even if you can just believe me for what I've already spoken over you, if you can just believe me for the things that I've already stated to you, that's good enough. If you could just believe me for what I've already spoken and know that I am a man of my word, if I said it, I am going to complete it. Can you really believe God? Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you so very much for being on with me. I'm going to cut our broadcast right now, and so therefore I can learn how to deal with this a little bit more, work these buttons a little bit more. But I want to thank God for you for being online with me and on the on this conference call with me. But I encourage you to ask that question. What is it that I'm believing God for this resurrection weekend? I want you to call me tomorrow at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, that is at 951-266-5922. I'm going to go forth in a strong prophetic word, and we're going to believe God for great increase. That's 951-266-5922. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. It'll be 8 a.m. for those of us on the West Coast, 11 a.m. for those of you that are on the East Coast. I bless God for you. And I want you to continue to stay encouraged, all right? Let's continue to believe God for the great things that he has and for what he desires to do for you. I bless God for you, and I look to talk to you again real soon. God bless y'all real good, everybody.
All right, everybody, I am testing this program again. Let's see. I do apologize. Let's see where we are right now. Let me just give you a little bit of music. Let's see where we are.
Blessings and glory and honor.
Pay all.
Pay all.
Feel all.
Feel all. Mairette Brown Clark. Oh, Mairette Brown Clark, I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you for all that you have done and what you're doing for me right now. Listen, everybody. I want you to make sure you remember to dial in on tomorrow at 951-266-5922. That's 951-266-5922. And we're going to really believe God for great things, and greater things are going to happen for us. So make sure you make plans to tune in, okay? All right. I bless God for you.
And seeing if everything
will go well
for us, I believe I'm muting that line. Okay. So make sure you make plans to be with us, and that's going to be on tomorrow. And I do apologize for all of the interruptions here. But you can call me right now at 347-857-2980. That's 347-857-2980. I am Dr. Mosley. And I want you to join me as I address your questions, comments, and concerns that will cause you to reach more of your destined success from God. The program is open to your personal issues, so that is guaranteed to bring forth enlightenment, inspiration, and encouragement. Get ready for more music right here on Successful Insight Radio.